We're going to focus this morning on a different group of seniors. Typically, when we talk about seniors right now, because we're in the middle of our prom pledge, we're talking about high school seniors and juniors. But right now, we're going to take a look at seniors on the back end of the lifespan, those aging in place and young at heart. I think it's better to call them young at heart. I think
Absolutely.
That would a better choice of words. And we're catching up with our friends from Westminster Towers. They're a big part of our prom pledge. And we've got two residents joining us this morning, as well as Will Bosdale. He's the president of Westminster Towers. And good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Lynn and Ann, we're going to get to you two in a quick second. They're the residents over there at the Towers. But Will, let's start with you. Let's kind of just give folks the quick elevator speech about the Towers, who you all are, what you all do, and what it looks like over there today.
Sure. Yeah. And thank you for having us this morning. It's great to be here. Westminster Towers, we've been around a while. We're not new to Rock Hill. We actually opened our doors June 1st of 89. So, and as most people around here go, you know, the year of Hurricane Hugo. So we are a full continuum of care retirement community servicing independent living, assisted living, and skilled nursing, along with home health. We are a faith-based organization. We're a 501c3. So we are we take care of our own. And we're really just here to, as you just mentioned, the seniors and prom pledge and how we got here. I joked, you know, we're catching them on the other end of the spectrum, right? So we've got everything. But our mission really is just to empower seniors to encourage and to love on them where they are and to show the love of Christ to them as they age.
You all have made a ton of advancements and upgrades and remodels there at the Towers. I know you mentioned what you all offer, but you can help. You offer services, right, for folks who have total independence to those who need day-to-day help, correct?
Yes.
And kind of take us through that whole span.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually just finished a project where we built 10 new residences. They're cottages, their homes are 2,100 square feet. I mean, it's a large place, and residents come and go and live their own life. You know, the independent resident is no different than living in their home, and they come and go. They do have a safety net. Moving into a retirement community is really more about the community, about having someone there, about having someone around, friends, a lot of that as friends. And then also, like you said, as you start to age and you get to that point in your life, there's resources there to help you, whether that's in your activities of daily living or whether that's in Homebridge and just needing a little bit of care, all the way up to what you would call end of life, where you're needing full nursing care and you're in an actual what you call a nursing home setting. So yes, sir.
So Westminster Towers, they're part of our Prom Pledge initiative that's underway right now. Remember, Prom Pledge, we partner with schools, high schools mainly throughout the three counties, substance abuse services and other agencies, law enforcement, for example, as well. We go into these schools and we just share the message with these high school juniors and seniors of making smart, healthy decisions, because this is the prime of their life, right? They've got their whole life ahead of them and we want them to be happy and healthy. And Will, for you all at the Towers, again, going back to your point earlier, you're focusing, you now are focusing on those that are on the back end,
right?
But you also want to capture them on the front end as well. What was it about Prom Pledge that the Towers over there at Westminster said, this is something let's get behind?
Well, I think it's a holistic approach to life. I mean, I'm younger. I tell the residents I bring down our age demographic working there. But having two seniors in high school, two high school students, and then also having a lot of our teammates who have kids that are in high school, it's a community approach, right? Mm-hmm. We do a lot of things with the community. We have an association and a relationship with Winthrop, with Westminster Catawba Christian School. We do things with Northwestern and Rock Hill High and South Point and a lot of different areas like that. So for us, it's just being a part of our community. You know, experience keeps a deer school, but fools learning no other. My grandfather used to tell me that all
like
the time.
That.
And I've got a community full of residents who have lived life, who have advice they can give, who have perspective they can give. And so a lot of it was just being involved in things like that.
That makes perfect sense. Well, you've brought with you two residents. So we're going to catch up with Lynn and Ann DeBello. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank
now, you. DiBello is not, does not sound like a Southern last name.
No, it's not.
Okay.
You're not from the South originally, are you, Lynn?
No. Okay. South Brooklyn.
I love that.
So you're both from the New York area?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. And then how did you both make your way down here to the Carolinas?
Well, I got a transfer back in 1985. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 1985, got transferred to Charlotte. So we started in Charlotte, and then we moved from Charlotte to Lake Wylie, to Fort Mill, to Sun City, which was our last area that we were in. We were there in Sun City for 10 years, and then we started saying, you know what? We're aging. We need to start looking at someplace else for our care as we age. Mm-hmm. And we looked at Westminster Towers, and that fit our needs perfectly.
Lynn, what would you tell people who are listening or maybe watching that are maybe in that same kind of decision-making time? What would you say to maybe kind of get them over the hump to say, yeah, Westminster is the place for, or Westminster is the place for you?
Well, they got great people. The staff that they got there is terrific, including Will.
Thank you, sir.
But they do have tremendous people there. And Melanie worked with us and Dawn worked with us, and they were the ones that were instrumental in getting us the apartment that we wanted, the size that we wanted, having it fixed to the way we wanted, painted and upgraded and things like that, and it made it an easy transition for us to get in.
And when you were looking around, what were you looking at specifically? Like, what were services that you all needed at this point in life?
Well, we are independent now in independent living, but, you know, we're both getting older, and our daughter works in Rock Hill, lives in Clover, our son in Charlotte. So the Rock Hill location was perfect for us. And I feel like I can age there. Whatever happens, there's somebody there. And, you know, our daughter is the one that will primarily oversee our care. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to give her the same gift my mother gave me by staying in a community of continuing care. And if something happens, she'll never receive a phone call that says, oh, dear God, you better do something.
Oh, right.
It's very true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm very comfortable. And we're only in our mid-70s, but we came now because we have all our faculties. We can make a decision. Because our daughter said, why are you doing it right now? I said, because I don't want to wait and then try to make a decision when maybe I'm impaired mentally or physically. It would just be very sad for me. And my husband and I, we looked at everything, and the location in Rock Hill is beautiful, and it's a wonderful, wonderful city. So I'm very happy.
Yeah, and I love how you say that is a gift mm-hmm. that you can give your family, because that truly is a gift. I've already been on the other end of that, and it really is a gift when someone just says, you know, we've done it, we've taken care of it, and there's nothing for you to have to worry about, while you also have your work and your job, and you know that your mother was able to do that for you too, and you're passing that down. It's truly a gift.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about our high school prom season. What do you all remember about your high school prom? What was the takeaway?
Not much. You know, we're from the 60s generation.
Oh, okay,
so,
yeah.
Peace, love, and rock and roll.
Oh, yeah. We're still here today, so you made smart decisions.
Today,
yeah.
That's right.
For sure.
But, you know, we have grandsons of 17 and 18, and our grandson is graduating this year. So we look at him and see what he's going through and what's coming up with him. And then next year, the other grandson will be coming and doing his thing for prom and stuff like that. So it reminds me of mine. You know, it's the same thing. You go out, you take your date, you go out, you do your prom thing, then you go out to eat later on, you go someplace to eat, and then you drive home, you sneak a kiss.
That's true. How long have y'all two been together?
51 years.
Wow. Congratulations.
But it's to the same person. We've been married 51 years. It's not like 20 to this one and 10 to that one. It's 51 to one person.
Lynn, you must have a comedy hour there at the Towers.
We have a lot of fun at the
Clearly. I like these two. We would hang out with y'all a lot.
I never know what he's going to say next.
We've got spouses that say the same thing about us, too. They hold their breath every time we open our mouths. But here we are. We're all still together. We'll come over there and hang out with you,
Lynn. Sure, come on over.
Yeah. I love that.
We are a great example of what what it's like to age in a natural way, to your point. Yeah, you want to make the decision now. I did not know how old you all are. I'm shocked to know that you're in your 70s. I was going to say late 60s. But you can make the decisions now. But you have total independence, right? Like, you can go and do whatever you want. And I think, Will, that's the biggest probably misconception about a retirement community. I know some other words that people have used in years past, and we've kind of changed that because the lifestyle has changed. Anything that they want to do, and anybody at the towers they want to do, they can do it, right? They're on site, or you can take them off site.
Correct. Yes. I mean, when you're in independent living, you're on your own. You're doing your own thing. I mean, the towers is there. We have a dining room, and we have activities and stuff going on all the time. But we have residents who still work. Mm-hmm. We have residents that will leave and go on vacation for weeks at a time. Drive their own cars. I mean, it's no different than living at home, and that's really the biggest thing. Yeah. Because making the decision like the DeBellas did is really just being very proactive. Yeah. Because when you're in a spot or when you get to a place where you cannot do those things anymore, you don't have the stress of having to try to figure things like that out. There is so much. It's a gift. You're exactly right, Ms. Ann. It's a gift because your family now doesn't have that stress on them. They don't have to figure all these things out. They know what you want because you've already told them or you've already done it. But when you're in independent living, you're coming and going. Yeah. I mean, it's very similar probably to living in one of those zero maintenance neighborhoods. I mean, we take care of everything else, but you just live your life, right? We cook, we clean.
How old do you have to be?
You're not quite there. You're not quite there.
I was going to say,
I'll go ahead and put you on the wait list.
Save two rooms for us. Yeah. And we want to be right beside the DeBellas.
Yeah. We can work.
It seemed like a lot of fun. Well, Lynn and Ann, thank you both so much for sharing your story and calling Rock Hill Home. We're really lucky to have you. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you.
And Will, I mean, so many families you've helped over there at Westminster Towers. What a big thank you to the community. And you're paying it back by being involved with our prom pledge, and we certainly appreciate it. So thank you so much.
Thank you all.
Appreciate it.